The science of meteorology has evolved with new technology that allows forecasters to predict severe weather several days in advance. For Oklahomans, that means more accurate and longer-term forecasts, often straight to their smartphones and through social media. But, as KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, effectively communicating severe weather threats remains elusive.
At the myriad botanical gardens in downtown Oklahoma City, people are pushing strollers, walking dogs, and feeding ducks. It's a gorgeous day right now, but it's springtime in Oklahoma, so the weather can change at any time.
When it starts raining is when I start looking at the messages.
That's Devonte Thibodeau. He's walking along the garden's waterway with Michaela Schweiger.
Or if, like, iPhone does those alerts where it goes off, that's usually when we know something's actually happening.
Oklahomans know severe weather, especially tornadoes. Thibodeau and Schweiger are like many other people here at the garden. They use a lot of sources, mainly iPhone alerts, TV, and social media. Brianna McPherson knows the forecast is severe if she sees it on Instagram.
Some people post like pictures with like captions or like text over it, like everybody go park your cars in a garage or something like that, yeah.
In some ways, communicating severe weather information is more complicated than I think it's ever been.
That's Rick Smith. He's the warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Norman.
On one hand, it's good that we have so many different ways to get information to people. On the other hand, there are so many different sources of information that people have, and there are all kinds of things that happen to information when it's floating around out in the weather cloud.
Messages change as they're passed from one person to the next, either through Twitter or simple conversation. Smith says uncertainty terms like possible, maybe, and potential are lost, and the message morphs into a warning about a definite tornado or severe weather outbreak. With social media, it's like a game of telephone.
The more hands, so to speak, that this information is going through, the higher the potential for things to get dropped, things to get changed, or nuances to not be picked up on.
Julie DeMuth researches meteorology and communication at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. She says, yes, social media increases the chance for distorted information, but at the same time, it gets weather forecasts to more people.
People don't just get one piece of information and then make a decision about what to do. They're going to be evaluating their risk as that threat evolves. So when we put out increasingly specific information, you know, as that threat evolves, and that goes out via multiple channels, it gives people an opportunity to access it, to make sense of it, to personalize it, to share it with other people.
And those first details about potential weather threats often come out several days in advance. Harold Brooks is a scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Severe Storms Laboratory in Norman.
One of the things that we really don't know about how people respond to extreme information is what the impact of false alarms are.
In April, the Storm Prediction Center forecast a storm 6 days ahead of time, calling for rain, hail, and the potential for tornadoes in Oklahoma. The rain and hail came, but large tornadoes never materialized near cities or towns. Brooks says too many false alarms could raise the risk of a crying wolf effect. He doesn't think there's much evidence for this in tornado warnings that come 15 to 30 minutes in advance of a storm. But he says scientists don't know how false alarms from longer-range forecasts influence decision-making.
We have to find a way to figure out and come up with some way to identify best practices so that we can hopefully impact people's behavior in a positive way.
And researcher Julie DeMuth says social scientists can't study people just one time and have everything figured out. Humans and technology change.
We're talking today about social media or Twitter, and we wouldn't even have thought to talk about this 10 years ago. And so all those questions become different when technologies and people and even improved meteorological information is out there and is changing the whole landscape.
DeMuth says studying how people respond is kind of like studying the weather. You can't study one tornado and understand everything there is to know about them. For KGOU, I'm Jacob McClelland.
And on a Monday morning, we're glad you're with us on your public radio station, KGOU. You can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at KGOU News. And you can follow our news director on Twitter as well. He's at Jacob McClelland.